What was the greatest moment of your life so far? The sort of moment you'll never forget. If you ask parents that question, they'll often tell you it was the birth of our child. And the second greatest moment was the birth of our second child. Birth is a moment of incredible wonder and awe. This new life sprung from their love for each other. No wonder parents are just full of joy at that moment. And it is, of course, a moment they've been waiting for, expecting for months. And all their family and friends have been with them in spirit in their journey of expectation. And that's what this season of Advent's all about. Mary is expecting a baby, and we, the family of the church, are with Mary and Joseph as the time for the birth of this baby approaches. We are awaiting the coming of this baby. The coming. Coming is another word for Advent. And we wait because this baby is the Son of God. Is God made human? It's not the first time most of us will have experienced this time of waiting. I mean, I've been alive for nearly 70 Christmases. How can we still be waiting for a baby who was born over 2,000 years ago? I think it's because we, his family, the church, we replay the whole life of Jesus every year, right from the message of the angel to Mary until Jesus' death, his resurrection, his ascension into heaven. And we never get used to each phase of this history. It never goes stale on us. It's a bit like those parents recalling the birth of their child and remembering how they felt at the time, and getting a little taste once again of the joy that filled their hearts. But I guess we wouldn't feel so strongly about the message of Christmas if we weren't so deeply convinced about who Jesus is, the Son of God made one of us, our Saviour who grew up and gave his life for us all. And this Son of God will come again in glory. We're waiting for that too. For me, every year, Christmas becomes more startling. Why? Well, I guess most people think that religion is all about separating yourself from earthly things. You know, it's about going around with your thoughts up there in some spiritual sphere, head in the cloud stuff. Isn't that where God lives? Christmas celebrates exactly the opposite of that, doesn't it? God comes down to earth. The Son of God becomes flesh and blood. God experiences cold, hunger, exhaustion, caring love and warmth, rejection, admiration, pain, even death. And it's in all of these that real holiness is found today, in the everyday human experiences and situations. So, in the midst of all our messy human lives, we wait. We wait in hope.